presence and his touch. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Dr. Jeffers, Sister Jeffers, we love you so dearly. Thank you again for coming. Thank you for pouring yourselves out. Love you dearly. Come and take your liberty in Jesus' name. Amen. As she comes, would you lift up your voice right now and just begin to love the Lord and worship him. Come on, create that atmosphere in Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 We bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our spirit. We love the Lord. Don't you love him? Don't you love him? Don't you love him? Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Truly, we give God all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. We bless God for who he is. Amen. And we just love on him. We just want to continue to love on him. Amen. And to appreciate his word and appreciate who he is. Amen. And to be magnified. We want God to be magnified. We want God to be glorified in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. Because truly our God is amazing. We thank God for what he has done in this weekend. Truly God has done great things. He has done great things. God has done great things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And some thought they were just coming out for a women's conference. And they left here healed and delivered and set free. Hallelujah. Only God can do that. Only God. Only God. Only God. Hallelujah. It's only God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it's not about us. Amen. We love what we do. Amen. And we have given our lives, amen, to do God's will and God's work. And we bless God even as we travel. We are on divine assignment no matter where we go. We don't go just because there's an invitation. Amen. We go because God says. Amen. And people have to, you know, sometimes they don't understand, but they're learning. Amen. And many have learned. Amen. We want what God wants. And that's what we all need to want. In order to please God, you got to ask him what he wants. Amen. And get in his presence. And I encourage each and every one of you, even as you leave here this evening, get in God's presence. Amen. Get closer, more intimate relationship with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't just wait for special meetings to come around. Don't wait for special evangelists to come around. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get in the habit that when evangelists come through and they're prophetic, well, I'm going to get a word from the Lord. Don't be a word hopper. You got a book. You want a word? You got a Bible with 66 books in it. Get in it. Hello? Now, yes, God will give you a prophetic word from time to time, but we got to get out of the habit of seeking a word. Because even though we come here every year, everybody's not going to get a word from us specifically every time. And sometimes I can feel it. You come up and you're looking for a word. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with it, but when we've walked through a service and God has ministered, and his presence has been rich, and the man of God has preached the word, and the word has been rich, then why you get to the end of the service and you're still looking for a word? You heard a word. That word was from God. Hello. That's what you want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to help you and teach you a little bit of something, something. Amen. Hello. That's the pastor side of me coming out. Amen. Because we got to grow up, y'all. We've got to grow up. Amen. We've got to grow up in God. If God has a specific word from you, don't matter where you sit in this church, if God has a word from you, he will send us to give it. Amen. If it is for us to do so. But if it is not, then don't come seeking it. You wait. Amen. Because many times God will talk to you individually, or he will talk to you through the preach word. You can be just standing there just worshiping God, and God will give you answers, and God will begin to unfold things to you and speak to your heart, speak to your mind, speak to your emotions, if you will stand in the place to receive from him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just trying to help you. Because God loves every one of you. And sometimes people get offended if they don't get a word. Amen? And then we have some who say, well, you know, it's my friend. Can you give her a word? It's my friend. Can you give him a word? Sorry, but it's not about that. It's not a reward system. Can I help you? Just because you're somebody's friend don't mean we're going to give you a word. That's not how God operates. God operates upon need and desire, and for that hunger. You bring somebody to us, they're not even hungry, but you want them to get a word. No. Amen. No. Amen. And many times we'll get word after word after word, and we still want more words. God says many times you haven't even allowed him to fulfill those words, and you want more. And many times you haven't even walked in the words that he gave you already in years past, but you still want more. Let us grow up in God. Let us grow up in God. Many of you have pastors. Those of you here, you get the word. Your pastors preach the word here. You're getting the word. Amen. So when the word comes, even when pastor preaches, when the word comes, it is a word from the Lord. Amen. Take it in. Take it home with you. Amen. Take notes or get the CD, get the podcast, whatever it is you got to get, and go back over it during the week. Read it, study it, digest it, and let it get down in your spirit. Because over and over again this weekend, we've gotten the question, well, how do we do this? How do we get close to God? How do we get close to God? Well, it starts with you. It starts with you. You got to make the time. You got to put in the effort. You want us to lay hands on you, and all of a sudden you're super Christian and super anointed. I got the anointing. No, baby, we didn't get this overnight. Salvation is free. But you heard the man of God preaching the other night about the olive and the oil and the pressing. Salvation is free, but the anointing costs you everything. Blood, sweat, and tears. It costs you. It costs. You're going to go through something if you're going to be anointed. Hello? And it's not all glorious. And many of you desire it, but you don't know what you're desiring. Because many of you can't take it. You can't take what you're going through now. Why you want to desire more? You can't handle what you got. If you want to walk in the anointing, you better be able to take something. You got to be able to handle something. And that's why God keeps telling you to get close, get close, get close, so I can heal you here. Get close. Come on, so I can bring you up further, so I can bring you up further. Because he's trying to grow us. God is trying to grow himself an army. Hallelujah. He's trying to raise up an army. But one day you want to be an army, and then the next day you still want to be babies on milk. And you want to follow around pastor and evangelist when they come, and you want them to wrap their arms around you, pet you, hold you up. And you get in the habit of coming, and then you start crying. Sometimes I say, Lord, help me, because we get fabricated tears. I'm not being ugly, I'm being real. And God, you don't understand, God sees you. We don't have to fabricate tears. We don't have to make up things to come to the man or the woman of God because we want their attention for the minute. Now, if you genuinely have an issue, God will help you from us. He'll give it to us. But don't just come fabricating stuff because you want attention. And we get a lot of that. Amen. And got a lot of it from the sisters. Many times they go sidestep me and get around to my husband. I see you. Hello, I see you. Amen. Amen. I'm not jealous on any day of the week. Not any day of anybody or anything. Ain't jealous. Have no reason to be jealous. None. But I know when your spirit's not right. And I'll help you. Because if you're doing that, then you're already set. You've got a weak area. You're set up for the enemy to sneak in on you. Amen. And so we're trying to help you to grow up and to get strong. When you're seeking attention like that, when you leave out of here, you go out into the street, you're still seeking attention. And you young people and you single older ladies, it gets you in trouble. It gets you in trouble. So that's why God is calling you to get close to him. Let him fill you up. Let him fill them lonely places. Stop running around wanting men's attention. Men of God, you want their attention. No, you get God's attention. Hello? Hello? Amen? Hallelujah? Hallelujah. God said, if your flesh is burning, you got two things to do. Number one, you get in him and let him grow you up. Or secondly, if your flesh is burning, then you need to get married. And don't go after nobody else's husband. Too much of that. He don't belong to you. That's why every man need to have his own wife and every woman need to have her own husband. And when he talks about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, he says, it's good for a man not to look upon a woman. I also teach that it also applies to the women too. Because that word look, and he says, good for him not to touch. That's what it is, good for him not to touch. That word touch is not just physical. It's becoming attached to. And many times emotionally, we become attached to in the wrong way. It's okay to admire ministry. It's okay to admire the word of God, the man of God, the woman. It's okay. But when you want to become romantically, you start seeing them romantically and you want their attention, you want them to hug you and touch you, you got a problem. Your flesh is on display. You got to get that together. And it's a need in you. Yes, we all want to be loved, but you got to get it in check. Hello? We don't need to be connected to somebody else's husband, connected to somebody else's wife. We got to get that together because we've got to be men and women of integrity. Hello, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I can tell when you're doing right, because when you're doing right, you'll come greet me and you'll greet my husband. But when you sidestep me, you don't want to speak to me, and you sneak around the corner, you're trying to get to him. Y'all cut that out. That's wrong. It's inappropriate. And don't you know that God sees you? You're playing little worldly games. We don't bring that in the church. If you can't speak to me, then leave me alone. Stay back there and wave. So you won't get in trouble with God. Hello. And some of the older ones are just as guilty as the younger ones. Cut it out, y'all. It's disrespectful. I would never do that to anyone or their husbands. If I can't speak to you, which I speak to everybody, but if I can't speak to you, then I'm sure not going to go speak to your husband. We ought to love each other. Love one another. God is not a God of partiality. And I'm sorry, Pastor, I know this is Sunday night, sir. Amen. But God is not a God of partiality. And we've got to grow up in him. We've got to grow up in him. Young people, God loves you. But sometimes y'all are too complacent. You want to come to life when you get up on this pulpit. But when you get down there, you get all kind of calmed and settled. No, ma'am. No, sir. If you're going to be up here worshiping on this platform, when you're sitting down there, you need to be moving. You need to be involved. You need to be praising, worshiping God, cheering the word on more than anyone else. Hello, hallelujah. This is not the American Idol. We don't get a microphone and transform. If we want the anointing, we've got to be real about it. And what gives you the anointing, even praise and worship team, is that you are at home praising God, worshiping God, getting in your closet, reading your Bible. And when you are, we know it. We can feel it, and it also shows. You don't have to pump it up. You don't have to. It's there. Hello? And it shows. You guys have to come up. Not fussing at you, but I'm trying to help you. You guys got to come up, young people. Come up. Come up, because you've got so much in you. And there's so much more that God can do with you. But it's not even on this platform. Hello? Us preaching, that's not it. Ministry is not about the pulpit. Hello? It is not about the pulpit. Real ministry starts here and out there. Hallelujah. It's how you live. It's how you live. It's how you live. Hallelujah. 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 Before I ever began to walk in ministry, and I never wanted it, never wanted to, because it was too much of an awesome responsibility, and I know that people of God can be cruel. I didn't want it. But for many years, God began to use me in the things of ministry, and I didn't even realize it. I wouldn't, when I was even in my 20s, I was counseling married people and I was single. Go figure. That's God. He would send them to me. And they're older than me. And I'm saying, wait a minute, you're 30, you're 40. Y'all been married how long and you coming to me? But God would give me the answers to give to them. God would help me. And I never thought of it as ministry. God would give me words. I've been able to see since I was a little girl. God would show me things and give me words to give to people. And I say, Lord, are you sure? And I would do it. Wasn't even a minister. But God was using me. Many times if ministry is in you, God will begin to use you long before the title and the position come to be. Long before anyone ever fully recognizes it, God will begin to use you in it and you'll begin to walk in it. It doesn't start because you get up here. It's already in you and already moving and already working and already growing before you get up here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it becomes a lifestyle. A lifestyle. You don't even have to tell people who you are. And most times when I would go places to minister, I would sit there and wouldn't say anything. They'd be trying to figure out who the guest minister was. I purposely wouldn't say anything. And I would tell people, if you cannot see the anointing in me, and if the anointing is not there, then you don't need to know who I am, because it ain't about me. All you need to know is, am I a woman of God, and can I get a prayer through, and do I have a word from the Lord? It's not about me. It's not about us. We are vessels of the Most High God. We're just vessels. We're just vessels. We are just vessels. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we got to understand that, because when you understand you're just a vessel, if you empty out, God will pour in and he will use you. And when you understand that it's not about you, then you'll never get the big head and get pride in you about, look what I did. You didn't do nothing. Because if you hadn't been in a place where God could use you, he raised up somebody else and used them. So it's not about you. Huh? It's not about you, and it's not about me. It's not about my husband. Thank God for my husband. Thank God for what God does through us. But God gets the glory. God gets the glory. God gets the glory. You can thank God for the man of God. Thank God for the woman of God. Thank God for the woman of God. Thank God for the man of God. Amen. Give honor to whom honor is due. But don't get it twisted. We are not your God. We didn't do it. So don't say, Dr. Jeffers saved my life. Sister Jeffers, you could say, yes, God used them to save my life. Amen. But no, we didn't save your life. No, you don't need to be indebted to us the rest of your life. No, ma'am, you be indebted to God. Be indebted to God. He did it. Be indebted to him. Give your life to him. Hello. Hallelujah. 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 So if we're not too carried away with, and it's not saying that you can't honor and appreciate ministry. I do all the time. I love ministry. I look at men of God and I hear the preaching. I love it. I love the word. I love the word. Don't matter who it comes from. I love the word. I love the anointing. I love the presence of God. And I don't care where it comes from, who it is, male or female. If it is a word from the God, ministry is neither male nor female. And we got to get off of it. We got to get off of it. Stop thinking that women can't. You got isms and schisms. Get off of that. You've got to understand that God can even use a child. And if he can use a child, he can use male or female. When he made us in the beginning, he made us male and female and called them both Adam. We are both made in his image. And God can use whomever he wants to, whenever he wants to, however he wants to. Hello. Hallelujah. And it is not for us to set the standard of who God can use and who he cannot. And for those of you who would do that, then you will understand why you are not any further in God than where you are. You've been saved 50 years and been in the way. You've been in the way. In the way. In somebody else's way. But not moving forward and never to the place where you should have been in God. You end up stagnant. You end up stifling yourself. And no, ma'am, I'm not killing the spirit. Those of you who love God, this is not changing you. Amen. The spirit of God is still here. The presence of God is here. God said, whom he loves, he chastens. And this is not a chastening, but whom he loves. If he decided to chasten you, he loves you. He loves you. He's just giving you a little instruction. This is all part of him. It's all part of him to keep you nudged and moving in the right direction. Because some people, God said, if they knew better, they would do better. And so God's trying to help you. He's trying to help you. You are all wonderful people of God. Wonderful people of God. Amen? But we've got to get some things right. And some things I know we're just not teaching. They're not being taught. Amen? So when God takes a minute, this is God's mercy and his love to give it to you, to tell you. Amen? Hallelujah. Because he loves you. And this is going to perfect you and move you forward. Because if we get this heart right, and if we line up and we begin to move the way God would have us to move, oh my God, the things that God could do with us. And that's where God's trying to take us. We ask God to perfect us, to make us, to mold us. We ask God to use us. And when he begins to take us and to do things and to move us in the right directions, then we end up taking our shoes off and start dragging. I don't want to go. I don't like that. That's not comfortable. That's not who I am. Well, who are you? Are you a child of God? Do you want it or don't you? Amen. So God loves you. Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you love him? Hallelujah. And I hope you're not mad at me, and if you do, it don't matter. You know I don't care. I pray for you. We got oil up here. Amen. Amen. You could drink a whole bottle of oil too. I'm good for that too now. Pour it down your throat. Amen. Hallelujah. We had a drunk come in one time in the service. Thought he was going to carry on. And they were like, oh, he's drunk. That's not a problem. We throwed him on the floor, poured a whole bottle of oil down his throat. That brother got up. He was throwing up, but how about he was sober? Totally sober. Because he had demons that was trying to mess up things that God said, uh-uh. God dealt with him. God knows how to deal with you. He knows how to deal with you. He knows where you are. Amen. He knows who you are. God knows who you are. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I know that if God has me say things, it's in the house. Because God is not a man and God doesn't lie. If he says it, it's in here. And I'm sorry if it got on your toes. Just say amen, ouch. And bless him anyway. Love him anyway. Why? Because he's good. He is kind. Amen. God has stepped on my toes many a time as I was growing up in him. And I was like, Lord, thank you. Why? Because I knew he loved me. And he made me. It helped me. It helped me. Amen. So learn how to receive from God. Receive the word. And no matter what, when you get in here, whatever you go into a service of God and you're in his presence, learn to give God everything you've got. Everything. Don't just be callous with it. Sometimes that bothers me. We go in places and people just sit. Others will be praising, worshiping God. And some folks will just be sitting there looking like they're in a cinema, spectating. What did you come to see? What did you come to see? This is not novelty. Amen. This is not a cinema. This is not entertainment. That's entertainment is on TV. You can go watch that. But this is the house of God. And we come to get in his presence. We come to get in his presence. We come to give him glory. We come to give God honor. We come to give God praise. Why? Because he's holy. Why? Because he's worthy. Why? Because he deserves it. He deserves it. He deserves it. And he is good. And we find no fault in him. Hallelujah. 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 And the true worshipers and the true praisers can praise God right here. Those who really love God, you can praise God right here. You can praise God right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know why? Because he's holy. He's holy. You are holy. Oh, so holy. You are holy. Oh, so holy. And oh, just to be called into your presence as your own. You are holy, oh so holy. You are holy, oh so holy. And oh, what a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, just to be called into your presence as your own. You are faithful, oh so faithful. You are faithful, oh so faithful. And oh, what a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, just to be called into your presence as your own. You are Jesus, oh, you are Jesus. You are Jesus, oh, you are Jesus. And oh, what a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, just to be called into your presence as your own, as your own, as your own, as your own. Wonderful Jesus, oh, as your own. Oh, I call you holy, holy, holy. I call you holy, holy is who you are. We call you holy, holy, holy. We call you holy, holy is who you are. We worship you because you're holy, holy. We worship you because holy is who you are. We worship you because you're righteous, righteous. We worship you because righteous is who you are. We worship you because you're healer, a healer. We worship you because healer is who you are. We worship you because you're healer, a healer. We worship you because healer is who you are. We worship you because you're righteous, you're righteous. We worship you because righteous is who you are. We worship you because you're righteous, you're righteous. We worship you because righteous is who you are. We worship you because you're holy, you're holy. We worship you because holy is who you are. We worship you because you're holy, Jesus. We worship you because holy is who you are. We worship you because you're deliverer, you're my keeper, you're my savior, you're my deliverer, you're holy, you're holy, you're holy, you're righteous, you're righteous, you're righteous, you're righteous, you are glorious, you are glorious, you are glorious, you are glorious, you're worthy, 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 you're worthy. worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Yes, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. You're so holy. You're so holy. You're so holy. You're so holy. We worship you because you're holy. We worship you because holy is who you are. We worship. We worship. We worship. We worship. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We worship you. 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 We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Father, we love you, Jesus. Father, we love you, Jesus. Father, we love you, Jesus. Yes, we praise you, Jesus. Yes, we love you, Jesus. We worship you. We love 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 you, we love you, we love you, Jesus. We love you, we love you, we love you. Hallelujah. We love you, we love you. Rebandororoshaya. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We worship you because you are. We worship you because of who you are. You are. You are. We worship you because of who you are. You are. You are God. Oh, you are. You are God. Because you are God. We worship you, you alone. Let's give God some glory. Let's give God some glory.